All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Race of Life. Now, there's a thunderstorm in the background, so if we get cut off or whatever, I don't know. But I got a surge protector, so hopefully everything will be fine. Anyway, let's continue. Grim, I've been trying to get you, man. Is Lily okay? No. She's in a coma. Bro, do you want me to come by? No, she's stable now. I'm at the hospital with Allison. Sorry, Coop, I gotta cut this short. We got a lot to discuss. Okay, bro, but just remember, I'm here if you need me. Anything, anytime, anywhere. You know I'd take a bullet for that little munchkin. Thanks, Coop. Talk to you later. Alright. Is that message important? It's Cooper. He said he'll help in any way he can. Oh? He cares for Lily, I know. He's like an uncle to her. I'm glad he reached out. I thought you hated Cooper. I don't hate Cooper. I don't like who you become when you're around him. But anyway, let's go home and look up this wake-up institute. I want to do some research before making a decision. Sounds good. I'll meet you at your house after lunch and we'll go from there. Also, Grim? Yes, Allison? Thanks for being here with me. Allie, I'd stand beside all the demons of hell if it would help Lily. And despite everything, I know you love her just as much. So yeah, I'm glad you're here too. But let's go home, look into this place, and meet tomorrow to discuss it. I'll get a ride home. I want to talk to some nurses here anyway. Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye, Grim. Damn, this lady already has a PhD in neurophysiology and certifications in psychiatry and neurodevelopmental behavioral treatments. She barely looks 30, but it says here she's 45? Whatever her skincare routine is, there's probably more money in that compared to what she's doing now. Damn it, Grim. Focus. Lily depends on that. Looks like they've had many tests on older patients. Varying levels of success. Ah, here's her paper in the Golden Scalpel Journal of Medicine. Neuroplasticity and the omics of a classical and complementary parapsychological approach to neurological injury-induced coma. That English. Those English lessons came in handy for something, right? Whoa, three paragraphs in and I'm lost. The abstract says that there are great indications for the treatment from primate studies. Wait, it only worked in monkeys? Oh, it's been through phase 1 trials on healthy people to get a baseline. They seem to have broad approval to continue with patient trials, though. Might be worth checking them out in person. I should answer that. Hi. Hey, Grim. You're not in again today. Are you okay? No. Not really. You sound off. What happened? V, it's Lily. She's been hurt. This isn't cyberpunk. Grim! Oh, no. Is she okay? Yes. No. Maybe? I don't really know. She's in hospital and healing, but still in a coma. They don't know when she'll wake up. Oh, Grim, is there anything I can do? Thanks, V, but not right now. I'm meeting with a specialist who might be able to help. Do you want me to come with you? I know how strong you are, but you might need some support. Allison will be there with me. Do you want me there too, in case she gets confrontational? I don't think that'll be necessary. We've had our differences, but we can both put them aside to do what's best for Lily. I see. Well, let me know if I can help. I can bring some food over if you like. I know you won't feel like cooking. Maybe later. I'm just not good company right now. I understand. Just let me know. Call me anytime. I'll be here for you. I appreciate that, V. Thanks. Bye. Goodbye. I don't want to spend time with Allison, but she is Lily's mother. I better check in. Hey, Allison. Have you checked out the Wake Up Institute yet? Yes, of course. And what do you think? I think we should drop by and take a proper look. You think they can help Lily? Maybe. I want to meet them and look at the place. Grim, we can't afford to gamble with maybe. Allison, I know that, alright? I'm just saying. If they're just hoping they can help, they can fuck off. I agree, but I think we should go there and check it out ourselves. What the hell do we know about neuroscience? Not much, but we can chat with that doctor we met. We can go from there, she can explain it, and it makes sense. If they can help, I don't give a fuck who they are. I know, me too. I'm gonna go there right away. Are you leaving now, too? I can't. My car had a flat this morning. I could pick you up. That would be very considerate of you. Thanks. Wow, that probably hurt to say. Are you really putting out snark while our daughter is in a hospital? Sorry, I'm just not used to being... Sorry, I'm just not used to us being so polite to each other, I guess. Well, whose fault is... Allison, look, I get it, but now's not the time, okay? We need to be focused on Lily. I'm just so... Fuck! Fuck it! I'm used to having you with me to help when things go to hell. Yeah, I know what you mean. We were good together when the shit hit the fan. It was the day-to-day that we struggled with. Well, probably. Anyway, I'll see you in 20 minutes. Okay, I'm on my way. Hi, we called a few minutes ago. We're here to see Dr. Mahamiya. Oh yes, the Millers. I'll let her know you're here. It definitely looks professional. Yeah, almost space age. It also seems a bit... too clinical. Well, it is a clinic. And I think this sort of environment might be better than a noisy hospital. Yeah, maybe. Grim, Allison, I'm glad you decided to stop by. Well, we thought we should at least hear you out before we decide on Lily's care. Of course, that's sensible. Please follow me. We can speak in my office. Please, take a seat. You mentioned you'd take a different approach than the hospital? Yes, we specialize in treating coma patients, especially those who ended up in a coma through sudden trauma rather than illness. The problem with the traditional method is it's essentially just a case of waiting for the patient to wake up. Afterward, long and often painful rehabilitation begins, along with trauma counseling. Quality of life can be regained, but only after a period many times longer than the actual coma. The body atrophies, the mind is out of sync with the body it's in, and so on. We found that illnesses like anxiety, depression, various types of body dysmorphia... Body what? It's a condition where the person believes their body is critically flawed. They might believe their nose is hideously ugly, despite being within normal dimensions. Or they may feel that their body isn't right. And may be the wrong gender, and may have too many limbs, or any feeling of lack or surplus of features. Is this common in coma patients? Much more common than the general population, especially among young people, which makes a lot of sense. To them, they went from having a child's body to a much older one in an instant. Our work here is aimed at reducing the impact of the coma on the physical and mental state of the patient. Okay, I understand what you're trying to do. But how do you plan on executing that? Well, for starters, the patient is kept in a capsule that maintains muscle mass. We use electrostimulation to keep their body strong. It's obviously not as good as regular exercise, but combined with a purpose-built massage bed, it helps avoid muscle wasting and other problems like bed sores. She already sounds like she knows what she's talking about. Then we speed up the physical healing using a stem cell treatment that involves adapting donor cells to the patient. Wouldn't her body attack stem cells from someone with completely different DNA? That's a very clever question, Mr. Miller. The short answer is, it's one of our most carefully guarded technologies. But in your position, I can understand your uncertainty. Essentially, we use our own red blood cells to create a sort of proto-embryo. Do you know how cancer cells are really just normal cells that replicate uncontrollably? Yes. It's not dissimilar. Except we use donor stem cells to tell the blood cells to replicate as stem cells. So it's like stem cell cancer? No, not at all. The analogy just works better to explain the process. But it does freak people out a bit. I wish we had a marketing department to help with the wording of that one. Anyway, this encourages neurogenesis, in other words, the replacement of damaged brain matter. But if the brain matter is replaced, won't the stuff stored there be wiped? What? This could happen in some areas of the brain. Which brings us to our next innovation addressing this. As you've mentioned, replacing the brain matter won't reconstruct the memories or mental processes there. It's like a computer with millions of hard drives. You swap out a few with new ones, but don't copy the data over. It leads to problems when the brain looks for information in the right place, but it's just gone. So how do you stop that from happening? Well, we sort of make a backup of it. Wait, what? As I said, it's state-of-the-art technology, well beyond cutting edge. We use a neural network to search out the damaged sections of the brain and get the patient to reconstruct that particular memory or process. While they're in a coma? Yes, essentially we get them to remember in a dream. Think about your own dreams, they're usually pretty vague and you'll fill in the details yourself. Same sort of thing. We simultaneously run a parallel process that allows the patient to deal with the trauma of their accident. The most recent memories are strong and coma patients tend to hang on tightly to them once they wake up. They try to give themselves the context, but it only creates more mental trauma as they relive that moment. So we have them dream about that moment, but pair it with a sense of assuredness. The patient then supplies other memories having a similar emotional tone. Kind of like when you have a dream that effortlessly morphs into another similar topic. Yeah, sure, but how the hell can you control someone's dreams? It's all down to the neural net. This is a little confrontational, but we essentially supercharge your nervous system. And how do you do that? We have had to introduce a few technologies that aren't in the public domain yet. Like reinforcing parts of our nervous system with a sort of carbon-silver amalgamated nanotube. It allows us to fine-tune the massaging because the metallic transmission responds much better to a magnetic field than the normal human nervous system. The responsiveness can vary notably based on moisture, position, and even temperature. You put metal into our nerves? Sort of. It's closer to creating information highways alongside the existing normal roads. We then use these highways to prompt the patient to access parts of their brain. At the same time, we can use the magnetic field we set up to get the pawns of the brain to focus on certain areas for healing. This is fascinating, by the way. So we systematically identify damaged areas to pull as much of the data from it through a dream. Next, we have the patient store the memory of that dream in new tissue, and then replace the old tissue with that new one, with a new one for the next memory, and so on. You're defragging her brain? Oh, that's a good one. Yes, much better than the cancer analogy. Do you work in marketing? No. And it all sounds sketchy as fuck. I understand the reluctance to let us essentially augment your child's brain. That's literally what they're doing. I was thinking full-on cyberpunk for a minute there, guys. But if it's any consolation, the primate trials have been highly positive. Oh, man. I did read about those. It was pretty complicated. Yes, it is extremely complex. The primate test subjects significantly improved practically all brain functions. Memory, reaction time, multitasking, and so on were dramatically boosted. You made cyber monkeys? Pretty much. Hey, that's a System Shock 2 reference. No, not really. We really just augmented what was there. They weren't any smarter per se. They could simply think faster, remember better, and keep track of more things. They also healed a lot quicker. The improved messaging system allowed the body to allocate resources better. And how do you get the system in and out of the body? Surgically. We make a small incision at the base of the spine and then use the magnetic field to align the molecules along the nerve pathways, all while telling the brain to propagate the nanotubes along the same routes. Wait, back up. You said primates? Yes. What have been the results of human patients? So far, we've had auspicious results in elderly patients. However, we expect Lily to have exponentially better outcomes due to her age. How many children have you treated with this technology? Well, that's the thing. We haven't really had any. What? Like I said, it's beyond cutting edge. A proper test requires a young person with no chronic conditions in a comatose state. It's incredibly unethical to put someone into a coma for testing, so we had to wait. That's why you chased us down so hard. Yes. You want Lily to be an experiment? No, not an experiment. The technology works. We've had promising outcomes for some older patients, but most were at the very end of their lives. They really only benefited from improved recall as their body continued to degenerate. They just had greater awareness of that fact, and that it had slowed down slightly. It's far too late for them to benefit from the treatment. Lily would be different. She would be the first success story. And what if she's not? There is a risk with every option you have. You can go back to the hospital and wait for a week, or several decades, and then deal with the consequences I mentioned earlier. With us, she will wake up sooner, be mentally sound, and potentially be in even better health than she was before. I don't like the idea of Lily being your lab rat. She'd be the most important person in the building. But there is something that I must mention before you make a decision. Like I said, the treatment is beyond anything out there, which means it's not coded for rebates. What does that mean? It means health insurance won't cover it. Correct. It's incredibly expensive, but also incredibly advanced. How much are we talking? It depends on many factors. But materials, equipment maintenance, and specialists alone would cost more than $4 million. It's a lot of million dollars. Four might not sound like a lot of million dollars, but when you find out how much it takes to make one of those $1 million, and then you're like, oh man, well, I don't know how I'd get three more of those. Yeah, that's a lot of money. $4 fucking million! Now, we do qualify for some grants. What kind of grants? And with Lily's importance to the Institute, we will sell off some equity to fund her treatment. But the shortfall will be at least $2 million. And you expect us to pay that? I'm afraid I've exhausted all other avenues. So this woman approaches you, hey, your daughter is in a coma, I've got all these super ultra mega advanced treatments that are kinda like cyberpunk and system shock, and it's gonna cost you about $2 million. I don't know, I'd tell her to take a hike. Believe me, I'd gladly pay for it all myself, but every dollar I can beg, borrow, and steal is already in this place. What? What if we can't get the money? Well, unless some rich child enters a coma and their parents are willing to pay for the treatment, we would probably sell the business. Why can't you just sell it now and continue the treatments? The only place we could sell it to would be the government. And they're far more interested in the augmentation part than the rehabilitation potential.
Oh, yeah.
They'd likely use it to make some sort of hyper-soldier.
Uh-huh.
Full-on Deus Ex stuff, guys. Are you shitting me? I'm afraid not. But from what I've seen from colleagues who work in that sort of research, they just fuck it up. So we'd either do it this way and soon, or we pack it up and hope the army doesn't create programmable murder machines. I mean, they will anyway. We need to discuss this. Oh, of course. Please, we have enough funds to continue for a month or two. Take your time to think. Hold on, you created this whole damn business. Every single bit of money. I don't know, this has sounded weird. Bizarre. We can only continue all this operation for like a month or two. We need $2 million. What? Can't you do like a GoFundMe? Thanks. Grim, there's no way we can afford that treatment. Do we even want to, though? Grim, you heard Dr. Catsey. Lily may be in a coma for years. Plus, eventually you'll finish your PhD, right? Yeah, probably. And you'll no longer be a professor then. That's right. Oh, fuck, the insurance! Yeah, once that ends, there's no way we'll get new insurance for her condition. So, either way, we need a shitload of money. She would need around-the-clock care. Grim, whatever it takes. We need to make sure we can pay for Lily's care. Whether it's a hospital or the institute, we need a lot of money. Between the house and other assets, we're nowhere near that mark. Allison, I swear, I'll find a way. I'll make it happen even if I have to rob a damn bank. Don't do anything stupid. If it's between Lily or a lawyer for you, I'll make sure the money goes to Lily. I get it. Allison, I know I haven't been the best husband. I know I wasn't even the best dad I could be. But I'm telling you now, I will make this happen. No matter what. I believe you. Look, Allison, just take it easy tonight, okay? Relax a bit, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. You're not gonna do anything stupid, are you? Me? What could I possibly do that's stupid? Don't answer that. Damn you, how can you even make me smile at a time? How can you make me smile even at a time like this? Because I know you. You did, once. Anyway, call me tomorrow. I will. I'll call Coop, see if he has time to meet. Coop, you free? Hey, Grim, of course, man, whatever you need. I have a lot to think about. I could use someone to bounce some ideas off. And you choose me rather than your professor friends? I always knew I was the smart one in our group. Cooper, I've sat on smarter pieces of furniture. Bro, that's a bit harsh. Anyway, are you free later on? Bro, I'm already at the new bar that opened up. It's like you read my mind. Cocktails, bro. 2-for-1 Tuesday. I was really after a beer, though. Fuck that. Meet me at the Black Aster. It's where O'Shaughnessy's used to be. Oh, they closed that down? Yeah, a few months ago. Coop, I need every dollar I can get right now. Did you not understand 2-for-1? Drop in and we can talk. Maybe we can figure out a way to make a dent in that debt. Oh, okay, fuck it. I'll be at the bar at 8. I need a fucking drink. It's gonna be one of those nights, I can feel it. Just don't get too drunk. Sure, I'll have a few and get into the good at pool level of buzz. Oh yeah, I know that level. I'm always a bit smarter when I'm a few drinks in anyway. You couldn't be any dumber. We'll see. Catch you at 8. This is probably a bad idea. I really need to think clearly. But blowing off a bit of steam will help. Let my mind take a break from everything. Fuck it, I have to. I can't think of any way to get the money as it is. I'll even listen to Coop's ideas. As long as he doesn't want us to try and hijack moving trucks or some shit. I never should have gone with him to see that Dom Gasolio movie. No way his car can drag us safe anyway. Still, if there's no other option, I'll go to hell and bite the balls off the devil if I have to. Daddy's gonna find a way, little monkey. What the fuck are you drinking? I'll have you know it's called a mojito. I think you mean a Oh, he says a mojito. I think you mean mojito. The J sounds like an H. And you sound like a dork. Sit down. I got one for you, too. Damn, that's got a kick to it. Refreshing, though. Damn right, but you're drinking it like a peasant. Huh? With a pinky raised and all? A man of culture and class, such as myself, holds the glass by the stem and extends the pinky. A man of culture and class would not have a pinky finger once stuck in his asshole. It was an experiment, and you know it. I know exactly what you were experimenting with. First, don't kink shame. If you're too afraid to try it, you're probably afraid you'd like it too much. Secondly, you don't even know the story behind it, so you can't comment on it. What's to know? You stuck a finger in your butt and your freshman year girlfriend freaked out. I'll have you know that I was attempting to shelve an ecstasy pill because Kalinda wanted to fuck on it. Huh? You never told me that. Yeah, well, it didn't work out so well. Obviously. So she went full crazy on Molly and threw you out of her dorm room naked? Well, no. It was because I bought the MDMA from fucking Wyatt. Turns out it was just some sort of heart medication. It works by causing muscles to contract. Guess what happens? Oh no. Guess what happens when it's absorbed by your anus? Go on. Guess. You get cramps? I fucking wish I just got cramps. The stash was hidden in his underwear when I bought it from Wyatt. He kept it there in case the college security patted him down. I am not gonna put something that was sitting on his taint in my mouth. Taint? The bit between your asshole and the ball sack. Ah, gotcha. Anyway, Kalinda suggested I shelve it. Yeah, I have no idea what that means. Stick it in my ass so it's absorbed in my colon. Yeah, I figured that's what it was. Like, yeah, some people try to drink alcohol through their ass, which I do not recommend in any fucking circumstance, by the way. Look, I was horny, Kalinda was hot, and there was a chance for an MDMA-fueled fuckfest. I was willing to make sacrifices in the search for the ultimate orgasm. Wow, that's almost like Hellraiser. We have such things to show you. I'm speechless. Yeah, well, so was I. When I shoved it up there, my inside started to contract and cramp. So I tried to get it out, but my asshole was already really tight. So I tried to use my pinky finger. Turns out my asshole wasn't done contracting. Next thing I know... Jesus, guys. The next thing I know, I was losing circulation in my finger and afraid that if I pulled it out too hard, my guts would fall out. Wow! Your guts would fall out? I was fucking drunk, okay? Glenda saw what was happening, but she took the pill normally. She started having heart palpitations or some shit and blamed me for giving her bad drugs. She thought she would die, and I was the one fault. God. Don't do drugs, people! Just don't fucking do it! So she threw me out in the hallway naked with my fingers stuck in my ass. I remember that bit. The party was still going and I saw you hobble away. You were wiggling your fingers as you sort of jump hopped back to your room. Yeah, I had to live with the nickname Spirit Fingers for the rest of the year. Until you earned the name Red Riding Hood. Man, I go to Grandma's house for dinner once. Except she wasn't your grandma. She didn't look 52 either. True. Doesn't mean you didn't deserve to be Little Red for the rest of college, though. Still better than Spirit Fingers. My round? Yeah. Hi, we'll get two cocktails. What do you recommend? By the sounds of it, something non-alcoholic. You heard all that? Honey, you're not exactly quiet. The whole bar heard it. Yeah, everybody's looking. It's like that Ren and Stimpy one where they're like, nobody's watching us. And then they show the window and it's literally a man, his wife, and the freaking moose that are all looking. And they've got these cringy looks on their faces like, oh my god. And that guy in the middle, good heavens, I was here for a drink. Maybe it's that industrial deafness my doctor was talking about. I think I've got that myself. We'll just grab two more mojitos and take them to a booth. Sure, I'll bring them right over. I can't believe I never heard the whole story about how you earned Spirit Fingers. Well, Kalinda kind of got her version out pretty quickly. A bit hard to argue against it, considering how many people saw you escape. Yeah, fucking Wyatt. It's funny you say that. I swear I saw him the other day. He's still in prison though, isn't he? I think so. Man, I can't believe we used to hang around with that douchebag. Well, he was your roommate in freshman year. The thing with Kalinda was pretty shit, but he fucked up more often afterward. And freshman year, he seemed pretty chill. A little on the sketchy side, but having a hookup during college didn't seem so bad. Once we were sophomores, he just went right into the drug scene. And by junior year, he was a complete douche. Remember those assholes he hung around? Always blasted off their face. I'm pretty sure most of them dropped out. Didn't you have some sort of beef with him in senior year? Yeah. What happened? You know how Allison and I were kinda wasting time flirting without actually making a move or doing anything about it? Anyway, Wyatt asked Allison to come to the frat party that we were both at. She said she'd go as a friend. I saw Allison there and we were a bit... You guys were dry humping each other with your eyes. I remember that much. So Wyatt shows up and asks her to come and talk to a friend of his. Gives her a drink, too. Allie gets all woozy and can barely stand up. By that time, she'd only had two drinks. Wyatt sneaks her away from her friends and goes to take her away from the party. I saw them and followed because she did not look good. I stopped Wyatt while he was trying to get Allison into his car. She's completely out of it. You think he roofied her? I fucking know he did. You guys never told me this bit. Allison barely remembered any of it and didn't want anyone else to know. I tried to stop Wyatt from leaving with her. He started yelling about how she belonged to him and some other shit. He threw a punch and I threw a few back. I knock him down and get Allison out of the car. He tears off down the road in that crazy fucking Zerato his dad brought him for his 18th. Bought him for his 18th. Man, I remember that car. Half the reason I kept hanging out with Wyatt was so I could check it out. Didn't he get caught by the cops or something? Yeah, a few nights later. Allison didn't want to go to the cops or campus security or anything. But she was freaked out about ever running into Wyatt again. And he got busted before that could happen. Man, that's some lucky timing. Yeah, lucky. Bro, we gotta get you some money, right? Yeah, but I also needed this, you know, just hanging out for a bit. Thanks, Coop. Anyway, we found a place that could help Lily. It's some space-age tech that would get her back to normal quicker than the regular hospital. What sort of space age tech? They use some sort of magnets and an implant to get her body to heal more efficiently. All while they encourage her brain to process the trauma through guided dreams. They can watch her dreams? No, I think they just kind of pick which file to play. And they simultaneously play something wholesome from another file, but can't actually see anything. Damn. Can you ask them to work on that bit? I forget most of my dreams. Yeah, I'll be sure to bring that up. And this is why you need the money? Yeah, it's expensive. Like, crazy expensive. How much? Maybe as much as $4 million? No, squirrel farts. Yes, it's $4 million. Fuck, bro, are you sure it's worth it? Dude, it's Lily. I mean, are you sure it's not a scam or something? Yeah, I even ran the ideas by some of the comics professors. It's plausible. What the fuck do comics have to do with anything? No. Omics. It's like the biological sciences that end with omics. Say, genomics or connectomics. I'm not even familiar with those. Then why not just call it biology and shit? Because they're academics. Everything needs to sound obscure and confusing. He's not wrong. So that they can only claim to know it all. He's not wrong either. Now you get it. Welcome to the wonderful world of academia. I'd rather dip my balls in battery acid. That's pretty much how peer review works. So if they're legit, you need money. A fuck ton of money. Bro, you know I could sell my house. Coop, no. Where would you and Camille live? Well, she did pledge for richer and poorer. Oh shit, he's gotta put her to the test. Know what you said on our wedding day, right? What use is a vow if you don't test it? Coop, I appreciate the sentiment, but it wouldn't be enough and you'd just be out on your ass anyway. Well, let's just call it Plan B. Rather, Plan Z. Allison can sell her house first, anyway. So, are there math classes at Hanford? Of course. And probably loads of math geniuses too, right? Well, a few. What if we get a bunch of them to work the blackjack tables at the casinos? Oh damn, there you go! Huh? Well, a bunch of them play, use their math brains to make money, and we take the casinos for all they have. Coop, we'd have to split the money with them. Plus, the casinos could kick all of us out at any time. Yeah, you're probably right. Well, we can both drive pretty well. What if we used our supreme driving skills to hijack trucks full of stuff we could sell? Coop, how the fuck would that even work? I don't know, we get a bunch of DVD players and shit, then sell them off on G-Bay. Coop, who even has DVD players anymore? I do. We steal a priceless painting by sneaking into a museum after hours. Shit. Making our way through the laser alarms and then mailing it to ourselves. Wait, what? Well, let's work with what we have. You have access to a chem lab, right? What if you made and sold meth and took over the local drug scene? Coop, are you just pitching plots from TV shows and movies? Is that a bad thing? Yes, it's a bad fucking thing. I mean, well, they're all based on true stories, right? No, I'm pretty sure they're not. The last Dom Gasolio movie had a ragtag team of mechanics make a deep ocean submarine out of a bathtub, a tame dolphin, and an 80s stock car chassis. I thought the dolphin was the star of that show. It was CGI and still more realistic than the rest of the plot. Well, what about some of the gray areas of the law? Oh, wow, let's play with the gray areas of the law, shall we? I'm willing to push the limits of legality, but the last thing I need is what money we do have being frozen because I'm in prison. If that happened, Lily wouldn't even be able to get regular care. So no drugs or violence, but what about making money in the underground scene?
What do you mean?
Well, like the races we went to last week. There's no way there's enough money in those races.
Not those ones, but if you get a bit of rep and get noticed, you'll be invited to the more exclusive events. Plenty of bored rich kids willing to put up big bucks to see if their new toy is as fast as they think it is. Some even have former pro drivers driving for them. It's not all that safe, but the money is there if you're good enough.
You think I'm good enough?
Fuck no! You barely beat me in our race and I was driving a truck! Your braking feel is utterly terrible. You lock up all the time. Your wheels spin out of corners and lose the rear end. And you can't keep your boost pressure up most of the time.
So why mention the races then?
Because we can work on that. And your car.
While you were fucking around at the race meet, I had a chat with someone. I was gonna see if they wanted to do some business together. But he's too much of a drunk for me to be comfortable with that. Though he knows everything there is to know about driving.
You mean Hamp Dunkirk from the other night? Yeah, I got his number. He's a grumpy old bastard, but still loves to race. He knows a bit about preparing a race car, too. We'll have to convince him, though.
What could he want?
I'm not sure, but we'll have to sway him somehow.
Look, Coop, I have to get this money. I just have to. This may be the best option.
I'll call Honest Toby and put you in his next level low...
Excuse me, guys. I'll call Honest Toby and put you in his next low-level race. You'll need to get at least some cred before you can convince him.
Okay, let's do it. Whatever it takes.
Eyes on the prize, buddy.
Speaking of, I think someone may have just gotten theirs on you.
Well, hello there. Cooper, I had no idea that you'd be welcome. I mean, you would frequent an establishment like this one.
Natalia, I'm a man of utmost class and decorum.
Of course. And I assume this is your professor friend you mentioned?
Natalia, meet Grim, professor of electrochemtrails.
Actually, it's just a professor of science, but I'm working on electrochemistry for my PhD.
Ah, I am very interested in science.
Really?
Yes, I received a degree in physics in Germany. My father moved here. I wanted to travel, so I moved too. But it seems America does not recognize my qualifications.
Are you even allowed to work in the U.S.?
Normally, no. But because my father is an ambassador, there's a lot of flexibility, though not enough to recognize foreign qualifications. So I tan, play, and look for things that interest me. And then, I pursue that interest.
Can't you get a bridging course or something?
Yeah, you could do that.
What is this bridging course?
They just kind of run you through a degree course, but you can skip right to the final exams if it's stuff you already know.
Ooh, I'd like to do that myself. I'm sure there's a lot of shit I already know and can go right to the final exams in. I'm not even joking.
That sounds interesting. Does your university offer such courses?
I'm sure they do. I don't have any in my class, though.
And what class is that?
Just physics.
Just physics? The study of all forces that affect us?
Physics is life itself, not just anything.
God damn it, now there's two of them.
Yes, that's completely true. You know, if you want, I can look into the bridging course for you.
Yes, that would be appreciated. Here, let me give you my number.
I want to hear all about your work. How do you deal with the heat you generate? Or are you working on some sort of ultra-cooled supercapacitor?
Well, kind of. There's still a lot of kinks to work out. The biggest problem is, if you guys are going to nerd out, I need another drink.
Natalia, can I get you something?
What is taking her so long?
An old-fashioned. Extra twist of orange, please.
Sure thing.
Danke.
Oh, she's German.
Please, tell me all about your project.
Well, I'll try to make it sound interesting. Oh, I'm sure there is much about you I would be interested in. Tell me, have any of your students ever asked for extra credit?
Whoa, no, not at all. Are you always so forward?
I am German. We are not known for being indirect.
It's refreshing, but a little sudden. We've only just met.
I suppose so, yet Cooper has spoken much about you. I feel like we're already friends. He thinks very highly of you.
Well, we have known each other for ages.
Is he your wingman, as you say it here?
Something like that.
So it's the married man you've seen as safe. He then boasts about you to women, right? And then you come along and seal the deal?
Well, I don't think we've ever really had it laid out like that. But since my divorce, he has made it a focus to ensure I put myself out there.
Ah, he did not like seeing his friend heartbroken, so he sought to make sure you were not lonely. Surely a woman who would not see your value does not deserve to be missed so much.
It's a bit more complicated than that.
Complications are rarely as formidable as they seem. The German way is simply to distill your needs down to what you can and cannot achieve, then work towards making the things you cannot do, doable.
Natalia doesn't sound very German.
It is not, not really. As I said, my father is an ambassador. He met my mother while on a delegation to Italy. I was named after the gondola they were in when he proposed to her in Venice.
German-Italian, that seems an odd pairing.
My mother was not Italian, they just met there. But I am far more interested in you. Cooper tells me your work could have a big impact on the world.
Cooper does like to exaggerate.
Perhaps, but electricity is the lifeblood of this world. You certainly bring an undeniable spark.
So forward, I'm shocked.
Oh, I am powerless against a good pun.
And I'm enjoying our current conversation.
But where will it lead?
Does it motor?
Only if you have the right jewel for the job.
Guilty as charged.
Oh, I love these puns.
How about we zap this up?
Are you wired of this yet?
Nope, but I think we can fuse our time a little better.
It won't hurt to try.
Does it feel good having me this close to you?
Sell the truth? Do you like what you see?
You definitely caught my eye and...
Battery will get you everywhere. Tell me, Grim, have you heard of the term sapiosexual?
It's most women, really.
Not that I can recall.
It means one who is aroused by intelligence.
Oh, I see.
And you seem quite intriguing to me, Grim.
I... am?
Yes, very much so.
Ooh, green nail polish, I like that.
And green eyes, too.
I like that.
Ah, I see I've piqued your interest, too. Come with me, I can't resist you any longer.
Where are we going?
There's a small employee washroom over there.
Well, yeah.
What do you want to do there?
I don't know, backgammon.
What comes naturally?
Ooh. That has sent shivers. Oh, a sexual offer with a pun?
Ooh.
It's got me shivering, guys.
That's hot.
I've never been so turned on by puns.
Ooh. Puns are the way to my soul, folks.
Then come with me.
Ooh. Do you mean, what about come with me, right?
Of course I will.
Well then.
Please, Grim, won't you come in, Shida?
There we go. This is what you guys were waiting for.
Hopefully the rain won't be too big of a problem.
We don't want it to rain on our parade, right?
I can feel you through your pants.
Would you like them to rem- excuse me. Would you like me to remove them for you? Only if you remove your clothes, too. I mean, takes two to tango. Not so quickly. Patience. Believe me, I am worth the wait. Oh, do you like that? Definitely. Ah, you like to be teased. Sometimes. I can feel you so hot and hard already. You really are enjoying this. What if I take off my dress? I can feel that you want to thrust yourself into my mouth. You want to do that, do you not? You want to push your hard cock deep into my mouth. Do you want my mouth, Grim? Do you want me to suck and lick and stroke you?
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes, I want your mouth.
Say please, Grim. Please. Say, please suck my cock, Natalia.
Please suck my cock, Natalia.
Fuck!
God damn, Natalia. Gluck. 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 Natalia, that's so fucking hot. Natalia, I'm gonna... Fuck, I'm about to come!
Mouth.
Grim, that was unexpectedly exciting. Damn, I know what you mean. I think I need to clean up a little. Perhaps you should go and make sure the Cooper is not returned?
Okay.
I will call you sometime.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I will see you later.
Hey, Grim, have you seen Nat? I got her drink. I think she had to go.
Damn, I thought she'd stick around for a while. She was eye-fucking you like crazy.
You think?
Fuck yes, bro.
It's too bad you can't do anything with her.
What?
Why?
Your training begins tomorrow. Women are a distraction you can't afford. I mean, give me your number and I'll let her know.
Camille would kill you.
A minor detail.
A fair point, though. I better go home and make sure Delilah's set up right.
Cool. I'll let you know what type of race is on as soon as I know.
This has to work.
It will, bro. Just put in a good showing and we'll get Ham on board.
Right. Thanks, buddy.
Anytime, bro.
Damn, my sinuses, guys.
Ooh,
storm started kicking up. Just got pain.
Episode 2, Rolling the Dice. Okay, guys. Let's do a few minutes of episode 2, because we're not at 240 yet.
Ugh. No! Stop! Stop! Be careful!
No! No! Allison, don't let her go! No! Allie, stop her! Allison, that's our daughter! Help her! Lily! No! Lily! Lily, stop! I'll save you! Daddy! Hurry! Lily! Lily!
Lily, my little girl. I wasn't there when you needed me. But I'll fix this. Daddy'll fix this.
Get a hold of yourself, Grim. You're no good to anyone like this. Get off your ass and fucking do something about it. She's depending on you. It's all up to you now. You can't fail her.
I need some fucking coffee. But first I need a shower. I smell like Cooper's sock drawer.
That's a bit better. Okay, Grim. So how are you gonna help Lily?
Well, to start with, I have to make sure we can get Lily into the Wake Up Institute. And if that Dr. Kotze wants to be a dick about it, I need to make sure he doesn't cause problems.
They look like some sort of space-age lab. But the papers check out. It's beyond the cutting edge of treatments available. Besides, there's no way I'll trust that fucker Kotze with Lily. The bastard barely remembers her name. So I need the money for the Wake Up Institute, and I need it now. Too bad I can't sell equity in my battery tech to them in trade. It's not holding much of a charge for now, but I could probably make it look good in one demonstration. That doesn't help in the long term, though. I'll also have to talk with Veronica at some point as well. Maggie seems like she needs my help, too. And Allison seems to be less of a bitch at the moment. Maybe she'll stop constantly bringing up my one mistake. It's not like she was Miss Perfect. But we have to put that aside for now. Lily matters more than she does anyway. A couple of days off, and sure enough, 300 unread emails. I bet less than 10 are actually worthwhile. Grimm's doors are ajar. Better check if he's home. He's in such disarray, he might have left it open when he went out. Ugh, what am I even doing? I should just close the door. At least he didn't leave his apartment unlocked. But, what a body. Did the door just click? Must have been the wind. Come on, Maggie, you know he's in a fragile state right now. He doesn't need to see you swooning over him. Those arms, though, and that chest. Woo! I should take Angel for a run. I need to let some energy out. Like I thought, I don't need to be in most of these email chains. Crap! Redundant. Surprise, surprise, Professor Stikety is sending cover-your-ass emails and CCing everyone from the staff. If I could buy his thoughts for what I thought they were worth and sell them for what he thinks they're worth, I could buy the Wake Up Institute. Useless. Professor Bates acknowledged my absence. The bastard is way too cagey to put anything in writing. He's an asshole, but not an idiot. Another crap. TLK Private Investments? Is this what I think it is? Fuck yes, it's the official grant approval. $100K for 5% equity. Raising to $1 million for 10% upon presentation of working prototype showing positive industry response. Needs impartial evaluation. Blah, blah, blah. Must identify TLK from patent infringement and accident liability. Just a bunch of legal terms. Looks like the university lawyers have already signed off on it. $100K balloon payment available immediately upon electronic acceptance. Holy shit! If I could shift it from my work account to the Wake Up Institute, they could start Lily's treatment right away. But I'd have to show progress rather soon. Plus, they have the right to come into the lab and check everything out with just a day's notice. No point in starting the treatment then stopping right when I can't get the next payment, especially if I end up in prison. But maybe I can sell more equity for a profit? I'll have to think about it. Makes sense to try and develop it further first, then it'll be worth more. What does Cooper want now? We'll see what he wants, and then that's it. For today. Hey, buddy. I just spoke to Toby. He set you up for a race this weekend. That'll work. What's the prize? Well, it's your first race. It's a thousand buy-in. The winner gets $2K plus a 20% cut of the betting profit. I've just gotten the grant money. I could probably take $1K from that. Bro, I got you. I'll cover the fee. You just concentrate on winning. You sure, Coop? 100%. I have a couple other things I'm working on for it, too. But you know me, bro. I'm a helpful guy. I mean, when have I ever let you down? One omelet incident comes to mind. Bro, let it go. That was years ago. Some things you just never forget, Coop. But this is no joke. Thanks for doing me a solid. I owe you. Well, add it to the tab. I gotta go now. Cammy just put fresh sheets on. So I'd be more surprised if he changed the sheets, not Camille. Don't worry, bro. You'll understand when you're married. Coop, it's morning. Bro, when the sun is shining, the wise farmer plants his field. You get me? Well, get to plowing then. Absolutely. Catch ya, bro. Later. You're a real one, Coop. Couldn't do this without you. That reminds me, I better let Allison know I got a plan. Alright, and that's where we're gonna end it for now, guys. We'll be back here with more Race of Life. I'm not sure. We've always got that extra week, and if it does well, I'll maybe do some more of it. But alright, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time with more great AVN.
Yes, I know. I still owe you about 30 minutes of My Bimbo Dream. I'll get to that later. We still got, you know, the weekend. So we can add it up. Or we can throw it in the next week of the last week of September. We will manage it. At any rate, I'm out. Thank you guys for hanging out. And we'll see you next time.